Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
It is center stage on a Sunday night, 7 minutes, just about 8 minutes now past 9 o'clock. Happy to have you with us tonight. It's been fun. I hope you're enjoying yourself as well, listening. And if you want to jump in with a question or a comment at any time, you can use our Cities One talk and text line at 651-461-9226. Again, center stage, an opportunity to showcase, to highlight, to support the arts in the Twin Cities. And we are happy to have with us on our newsline, musician Brian Zimniak. He and his group, the BZ3 Organ Trio, will release their self-titled debut on March 3rd. That's not too far away. And Brian's on our John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. How are you, Brian?
Doing well, Susie. Thanks for having me on.
We'll talk about the album. For people that don't know, kind of describe what the process was like for you and your thoughts on the final product.
Well, I guess first off, we are the BZ3 Organ Trio, and just to clarify what that means, is sometimes people think that means that there's three organists on stage, and that is not the case.
Okay.
I play the Hammond organ, and there's a guitarist and a drummer as well. So it's that kind of funk, soul, jazz, R&B music.
And we listened to some of that coming into the segment, which was nice. Talk about your group. How did you come together? How long have you been together? And what's the process been like?
We've actually been together for 8 years now. And we've all we're all musicians around Minneapolis. So we as sidemen, we play with each other in a whole host of different groups. So when we do get to play together in this type of more original setting, It's just an absolutely great time.
And are you guys individually jazz artists, or would you say you kind of cross over into different genres?
We absolutely cross over into different genres, but, I think at the end of the day, we choose to be a jazz artist.
Yeah, right. And talk about this release of the day of the album. Where is it? When is it? And what can people come? Talk about that.
Excellent. It releases online with Spotify and Bandcamp and Apple Music and all that good stuff. On March 3rd, we're having a release party up at Crooner's in Fridley on March 2nd. That's a Thursday night. Start at 7:30. And we have a whole bunch of special guests that joined us on the record. They're all going to be joining us live to perform as well.
Kind of name some of those. Is Geraldine Steele's brother going to be part of that crew?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he is. Fred Steele, who's a dear friend of mine, he sang a jazz standard with us called For All We Know, and he'll be joining us doing that song that night. Some of the other fine artists that are joining us, let's see, Julius Collins from Dr. Mambo's Combo, who I also play in.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in a band during the 90s called Greasy Meal.
Okay.
Let's see.
That's a great name.
Jesse Larson, who currently plays guitar for Stokely Williams, but I think he was top three on The Voice in like 2017 or 2018, somewhere around there.
Okay.
He's an amazing singer.
Okay.
Let's see. My beautiful and talented wife, Deb Brown, sings a song on the record with us. She's an amazing blues singer.
Nice.
We have some instrumentalists as well, like that we heard during the intro segment. Peter Virks from the band Movable Feast plays saxophone. Johannes Tona, who's a bassist who plays all around the world, and we're pleased to have him be our friend.
That's fantastic. And Daryl Boudreau.
Daryl Boudreau, who I think he's an honorary Steel at this point.
I want to be an honorary Steel.
Right?
Come on.
It's a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Daryl is playing with Geraldine right now.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So talk about the music scene, and particularly jazz and R&B. How is this town? I went out in January. I never go out. I'm old. And we went out to Bunkers and listened to a band. And it was so fun. It was just packed. And I thought, man, I got to get out more. I got to make myself stay up past 9 o'clock.
You absolutely should. And Bunkers is a great place to go, because as soon as I'm getting off the phone with you, I'm hopping on stage with Julius to play with Dr. Mambo's Combo.
Tonight?
Two nights, yes.
Get out of town. Maybe I'll come over.
Please do. it would be great to meet you in person. But Bunkers especially is kind of like this iconic center of like the funk R&B soul scene, at least by my estimation. So like a lot of musicians on their journey will certainly come through there. But there's just all these little enclaves of certainly jazz all around town.
So we talk about Crooner's and Bunkers. What are some other great jazz venues that are in the Twin Cities that people might not know about but are really cool places to visit?
Obviously, the Dakota, they probably know about that one.
Yes, we love the Dakota.
You could go to a place called KJ's Hideaway, which, if you remember, the old Artist Quarter in St. Paul.
Oh, yeah.
In the basement of the Ham Building. They're doing jazz down there. That would certainly be a spot I'd recommend.
That's great. And I asked you about the music scene, but Brian, like, there's crowds. People want to hear it. They're coming out. Kind of post pandemic, people are like, man, I gotta get out. I gotta see live music. Kind of, what is the feeling you're getting out there?
It definitely really started happening last summer, and it's really continued. Like this, January and February, March are typically a kind of a dead time for musicians, because I think most people want to stay home and stay inside. But I tell you, this year, it has not been the case. People have been out full force 5-6 nights a week, it seems.
Unbelievable. Even on a Sunday night when they got to work tomorrow, they're still out there dancing.
There might not be much room in bunkers tonight. I'm guessing because typically on a Sunday on a Sunday night it gets pretty full in here.
It's so fun too, and for people that are listening, and maybe you did this once and you haven't done it in a long time, to dance is one of the greatest things you can ever do. I'm just saying.
I agree.
There's nothing like live music.
Be one with the music. You know, the dancing, it feeds us on stage.
And so your music, we just heard a bit of, but it's funk, it's R&B, it's soul, and it's, you just sort of bring it all together and have this experience to hear all those different sounds and styles.
Absolutely, and it's really coming from that jazz mindset of, you know, we might be playing songs that might be familiar to you, but it's going to be with that jazz ethos almost of, you know, the improvisation over the top, and maybe the chords are a little bit different than what you're used to, but you still hear that melody and the groove is there, and it's a funky good time.
It's a funky good time. Hey, listen, thanks for coming on, Brian. Enjoy yourself tonight.
Absolutely.
at Bunkers, and maybe we'll see you down there later.
Sounds good.
And tell me again about the release. Yeah, tell me about the release. Remind once again, how do you get the new music and when is the party?
Number one, come see us on the web, bz3organtrio.com. Number two, we are doing an album release on March 2nd. That's a Thursday night at Crooner's, 7:30 p.m. And our music will be online March 3rd, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, Amazon, wherever you listen to your music, it's going to be out there.
Going to be out there. Going to be awesome. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for coming on tonight on Center Stage.
Thanks, Susie.
Okay, take it easy. Brian Zimniak, he is the fiery organist with the group BZ3 Organ Trio, along with David Filey and drummer Kevin Washington. Again, that album release will be held March 2nd at Crooner's Supper Club in Fridley. Be there or be square. Coming up next, another guest on Center Stage. This time we're going from music to the theater after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
It is 9:21 on a Sunday night, center stage. My name is Susie Jones, in for Geralyn Steele tonight. Geralyn, a bit under the weather. We continue with center stage, and our next guest is going to talk about a play. It is the 10,000 Things Theater Company. We'll kick off its 2023 season with Milma's Tale by Lynn Nottage, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright of Rune and Sweat. What did I say? Malima. Ansa Achea is the director of this play, and Ansa joins us on our John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good evening, Ansa. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks so much for having me. This is a real treat. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a treat for us to talk to you about your play. I'm sorry I mispronounced the elephant's name.
No worries.
Malima, right?
That's right.
It's spelled a little differently. I might not have got that if I had not asked
it
you.
It is.
Well, it starts, tell us about, it's underway right now, right?
Correct. Yeah, we just opened at Open Book this past weekend, and it runs until March 12th. But we've been doing productions, as you know, 10,000 Things also works in the community. And so we've also had productions outside of our Open Book location. Yeah.
And tell me, is your work for children, adults, everyone in between?
Yeah, you know, as a director, I've worked with the theaters for young audiences, and I've done some adult work. But this in particular, I would say, is probably more suited for anywhere from high school to adults, you know, and beyond, I would think. But yeah.
Talk about the play. I mentioned an elephant. Kind of give us an overview of the play and the message.
Absolutely. So Malima's Tale really deals with poaching and the killing of elephants and their tusks, primarily for ivory. And in this particular story, we're talking about one elephant, Malima, who is killed and poached for his tusks. We call them the big tuskers, and his are a very prominent length, let's put it that way. And it follows his journey from Kenya, from Nairobi, all the way through to Vietnam, and then finally ended up in China, where the biggest demand has been in the last, you know, I want to say quarter century. And we find out why he lands there, essentially just to be made into a piece of a luxury, an item, really not serving any other purpose. So that's the story.
And the message is just to be aware this is happening and what we
right.
can do about it. It's still happening.
Yeah, well, you know, correct. Yeah. You know, as with a point on our planet, we had 23 million elephants. And now we're down to, I think, about 3 million, if not less so. And part of that is, you know, we can't conserve our way out. Right. And so we have to legislate the protection of these animals because they also basically sustain our ecology. I mean, elephants find out where our water. If you go out into space, you can see their path that they've traveled. They're sentient beings, right? They feel things, they think things, and they share knowledge. And that knowledge means they can find water in places where humans really can't find. They down trees. They also support a whole bunch of ecology around them. So part of it is really, really thinking about what is our role as humans to sustain our environment, but also more importantly in the story that we're telling is how can we actually help each other so that we can make different decisions at each point of an elephant's journey, if we do happen to have the ability to make a choice.
Our guest is Ansa Achea. He is Achea, I'm sorry.
Achea, yeah, no, it's okay.
Director of Malima's Tale. So tell me about the production in terms of, I would assume, do we see Malima on stage? Are there tusks on stage?
Yeah.
What is, how's it sort of visually present? How does it visually present?
That's a great question. Thank you. So we have the best working cast, I call them, in the Twin Cities and probably the country. I mean, we've got, Brian Bowles, who's basically becomes Malema's tail in the script. Lynn Nottage tells us that it's going to be a human person that's going to be embodying the spirit of the elephant. And so we watch Brian's journey through the whole time. And as you know, 10,000 Things, because we are a company that also believes in equity in terms of making sure that the arts are accessible to everyone, professional level arts. The way we've created this one is you can literally take it into any space, and we have a circle, and we have some aisles that indicate our entrances and exits. And then we have the meat of the play happen right in front of you. And so you'll see actors change into different characters. You know, we have Katie Bradley, who plays multiple characters, Joy Dolo, Clay Mansu, Will Sturdivant, just an amazing, amazing arsenal of actors displaying their talents.
I saw a quote, "This enthralling play moves like a thriller." I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Is there a sense of urgency that's underlying?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for that. Yeah, you know, and it's underscored with music by Damon Strange. I need to mention that because that sense of thrill and thriller and action and suspense is really held up by, you'll see the formation of the script is also very much like a relay race, right? So one person starts off and all of a sudden you have pairs of actors. And so the story moves back and forth in that way. And what's genius about Lynn Nottage's writing is that you can follow how the power shifts in each scene. So it's really intense and the stakes are really high, and you see how people, you know, their tactics and the way that they get in and out of situations.
Yeah. It's so important to be aware of it. I can't remember the book, but there was a book I read in book club about how various stages in our society, we have depleted different resources. So for example, at one point in time, feathers were really cool in women's hats in the 1800s. And we basically just killed off all these birds just for these women's hats. And you talk about tusks and other resources that people used for, you know, beauty or what have you, that wrecked the environment or the species.
Yeah.
So it is a good thing to remind listeners to be aware of what they're buying, what they're investing in, etc.
Yeah, and you have agency in all those things that you mentioned, right? You can make the choice. Even if it's recycling, you can reuse a bag. You know, if it's shopping at a different market, so you can help that particular neighborhood or that vendor finding different ways of, you know, reusing things. And that's not just because you're ecologically mindful. It's also just good for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what the play talks about. What's actually good for humans is for us to really care about our environment and care about the animals that are around us, because they don't come back, to your point. They don't come back. And that's really the loss that we are experiencing right now.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for coming on with us. I really appreciate it. Can you once again tell people where they can see it, how they can get more information, that part of the story?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, Malema's Tale by Lynn Nottage is playing at Open Book on Washington Avenue, and it runs now until March 12th. So come in, come out, and show up. Yes.
Wonderful. And the theater group, 10,000 Things Theater Company, and Malema's Tale. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too. All the best.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anta.
Bye.
It is 9:29 on WCCO Radio. Again, once we're happy that you're with us, we have a half an hour left of Center Stage. Then we'll have a little bit of fun in the 10 o'clock hour, all about love and the future. But after this, we're going to recap this weather situation that we're facing here as we move into the first part and the last part of the week. After this on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back. It is just about 9:37. I'm Susie Jones in for Geraldine, who is a bit under the weather. We're wishing her well tonight. And we are welcoming to the show, as we continue Center Stage, a regular Sunday night guest, Rohan Preston, the lead theater critic at the Star Tribune. Hello, Rowan. How are you?
I'm well, Susie. How are you?
Good. It's nice to talk to you. I don't think I've talked to you on the air in years.
I know. It's my pleasure. It really is. And you know, when you were reading, you and John Hunt were doing that forecast thing, I was like, oh my goodness, not again.
I know. You sort of get beat. You know what it is? You kind of get beat down toward the end of winter. It's like, you know, come on, let's just be done. Can't we just be done?
You do. And, you know, I have to tell you, we have sidewalks here, and I just today was able to get the ice all out, and so that my neighbors and our dog walkers, everyone can walk on the sidewalks. But now we'll be doing it again.
Yes, we will. Exactly. Well, let's talk about what's going on. Apparently, there's a theme of finding family. It's showing up at the Guthrie with Blues for Alabama Sky. Penumbra's got Sugar in Our Wounds. Locomotion.
Yeah.
So kind of what is the theme? What are you seeing? And talk about some of the specific productions.
Yeah, this is an interesting moment. And, you know, the theaters don't necessarily coordinate their schedules or their seasons or anything. So it's a fascinating moment in Twin Cities Theater, where we have this, as you say, this family theme. So at the Children's Theater, Locomotion is about two orphans who are essentially searching for, and they're working their way through the foster care system, and they're searching for permanence and family. And the young man who's 11 in the show, and his younger sister are the two, and they're separated. And so that's it's a beautiful production, heartwarming. It's based on the Jacqueline Woodson children's book, and also was adapted by her and directed by Talvin Wilkes from the University of Minnesota. So, and at the Guthrie, the family there is not a blood family. Blues from Alabama Sky is the Pearl Clay play, and it's set just at the end of the Harlem Renaissance as the Depression is biting. And so all these people have come to New York to find their dreams or having a hard time. And they essentially form a friends family and try to work through what their dreams are. One person's dream is to go to Paris. That play, by the way, stars Kimberly Marable, a Broadway player who was here last year in Hadestown, and she did that on Broadway. She did Book of Mormon on Broadway. She did also did The Lion King on Broadway, and she's doing a really wonderful job in that production directed by Nicole Watson at the Guthrie. The other shows that also have family themes include one coming up at Penumbra. It opens this week, Sugar in Our Wounds. Mm. And the production was delayed a little bit. And that's set during in the antebellum South as two men find love with each other and are in search of family as well. So, and there are others. And so it's a really, really unique moment, actually, and perhaps one that responds as well to all the different definitions of family and all the needs that we have psychically, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and otherwise, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of neat because I think these days now more than ever, you do find your people, and they don't have to be DNA matching. They can be, you know what I mean? I mean,
exactly.
And you look at your community of friends. Maybe you have a specific group of friends that's centered around an activity and a different group of friends with a different activity, and they're all kind of your family. I mean, certainly I have friends that are so close to me, I consider them as close as a family member as I've had.
And sometimes they're closer, aren't they? I mean, you can choose your friends. Your family is your family. You have them.
Oh, Lord.
And you know, we all have those uncles, right? We all have them, right?
We do.
You know, so you love them and they're your family. But with your friends, as you say, it's about interests, how interests align, how passions align. Mm. So you're meeting them at their dreams, you know, at their wonderful, wonderful, at a wonderful spiritual and intellectual and psychic space. And you know, sometimes in your family, oh, that's just so-and-so.
Right. They don't really get you. So are these productions in general, like Blues for an Alabama Sky and Sugar in Our Wounds, are they tender and sweet and a little sad, or is there humor? Kind of talk about what you're in for.
So that's a wonderful, wonderful question. So I will see Sugar in Our Wounds this week and write a review for the paper. But Blues for an Alabama Sky is actually a tragedy in terms of what happens, but it's twinned to also a transcendent moment at the end when a dream gets realized. It's so funny starting out, and it really becomes heartbreaking at the end. So it's very beautiful, very tender. And I should say that the set design and how it looks on the thrust stage at the Guthrie is just, it's gorgeous. So. Yeah. I'd recommend it. The Ditto, you know, the piece at the Children's Theater, Locomotion, it's set, as it were, for almost for an age group, because the director and the set designer and everyone chose to amplify some of the themes in the play, and the set itself resembles like a lined notebook that you would get, blank lined notebook that you would get. And on that, you get projections of the young Lonnie is the main young man. He's 11. You get projections of his poetry and his thoughts, almost like thought bubbles. And it's a beautiful, beautiful production. It's a one act, and so it's just like boom, and you're there. And it once it starts, it really captures you. So that's touching and tender as well, and I would recommend everyone, really, if you can, go see it. You know, of course, family is also all about unconditional love and the search for companionship. Hello, Dolly is another show, and I should mention that one. It's a Theater Latte Da. It's a classic, and it's about widows. Who are essentially like, do I stop loving, or, you know, do I freeze up, or do I get back out there? And Dolly gets back out there. So Regina Marie Williams is starring in that one at Theater La De Da. And it's, of course, it is beautiful.
I bet.
The music is gorgeous. The direction, Kelly Foster Water directed it and choreographed it. Fetching dances in it, and the cast is beautiful. What's interesting, so Hello, Dolly in the past generally has a huge cast. This is only, I think, about a dozen people on stage, and yet they're able to capture like sort of the essence of that musical and capture a lot of joy, a lot of heartwarming joy in the show.
Which we could all use a little of, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Rohan, talk a little bit about the audiences. Are they back? Are these theaters filled? Are they still a little bit lagging? How would you characterize what you're seeing out there?
I think it's a mixed bag. I mean, you know, when we go to shows, we go on the front end and they're always packed. I went this past Friday to Chan Hassan Dinner Theater, so they're opening up Prom, and it was beautiful. And again, you know, it was full of life. So I think audiences are coming back. We saw over the holidays that Beauty and the Beast at the Ordway drew, I think it was more than 50. I think it may have been even 60,000 people.
Oh, wow.
To downtown St. Paul. And, you know, take us sold like hotcakes to that show.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
And we are back. It is just about 9:37. I'm Susie Jones in for Geraldine, who is a bit under the weather. We're wishing her well tonight, and we are welcoming to the show, as we continue center stage, a regular Sunday night guest, Rohan Preston, the lead theater critic at the Star Tribune. Hello, Rohan. How are you?
I'm well, Susie. How are you?
Good. It's nice to talk to you. I don't think I've talked to you on the air in years.
I know. It's my pleasure. It really is. And, you know, when you were reading, you and John were doing that forecast thing, I was like, oh, my goodness, not again.
I know. You sort of get beat. You know what it is? You kind of get beat down toward the end of winter. It's like, you know, come on, let's just be done. Can't we just be done?
I have to tell you, we have sidewalks here, and I just today was able to get the ice all out, and so that my neighbors and our dog walkers, everyone can walk on the sidewalks. But now we'll be doing it again.
Yes, we will. Exactly. Well, let's talk about what's going on. Apparently, there's a theme of finding family. It's showing up at the Guthrie with Blues for Alabama Sky. Penumbra's got Sugar in Our Wounds. Locomotion.
Yeah.
So kind of what is the theme? What are you seeing? And talk about some of the specific productions.
Yeah, this is an interesting moment. And, you know, the theaters don't necessarily coordinate their schedules or their seasons or anything. So it's a fascinating moment in Twin Cities Theater where we have this, as you say, this family theme. So At the Children's Theater, Locomotion is about two orphans who are essentially searching for, and they're working their way through the foster care system, and they're searching for permanence and family. And the young man, who's 11 in the show, and his younger sister are the two, and they're separated. And so that's a really, it's a beautiful production. Heartwarming. It's based on the Jacqueline Woodson children's book, and also was adapted by her and directed by Talvin Wilkes from the University of Minnesota. So, and at the Guthrie, the family there is not a Blood family. Blues from Alabama Sky is a Pearl Clay play, and it's set just at the end of the Harlem Renaissance as the Depression is biting. And so all these people have come to New York to find their dreams or having a hard time. And they essentially form a friend's family and try to work through what their dreams are. One person's dream is to go to Paris. That play, by the way, stars Kimberly Marable, a Broadway player who was here last year in Hadestown, and she did that on Broadway. She did Book of Mormon on Broadway. She did also did The Lion King on Broadway, and she's doing a really wonderful job in that production directed by Nicole Watson at the Guthrie. The other shows that also have family themes include one coming up at Penumbra. It opens this week, Sugar in Our Wounds, and the production was delayed a little bit. And that's set during in the antebellum South, as two men find love with each other and are in search of family as well. So and there are others, and so it's a really really unique moment, actually, and perhaps one that responds as well to all the different definitions of family and all the needs that we have psychically, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and otherwise, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of neat because I think these days now more than ever, you do find your people and they don't have to be DNA matching. They can be, you know what I mean? I mean,
exactly.
And you look at your community of friends, maybe you have a specific group of friends that's centered around an activity and a different group of friends with a different activity, and they're all kind of your family. I mean, certainly I have friends that are so close to me, I consider them as close as a family member as I've had.
And sometimes they're closer, aren't they? I mean, you can choose your friends. Your family is your family. You have them.
Oh, Lord.
And you know, we all have those uncles, right? We all have them, right?
We do.
You know, so and you love them and they're your family, but with your friends, as you say, it's, you know, it's about interests, how interests align, how passions align. So you're meeting them at their dreams, you know, at their wonderful, wonderful, at a wonderful spiritual and intellectual and psychic space, And, you know, sometimes in your family, oh, that's just so-and-so.
Right. They don't really get you. So are these productions in general, like Blues for an Alabama Sky and Sugar in Our Wounds, are they tender and sweet and a little sad, or is there humor? Kind of talk about what you're in for.
So that's a wonderful, wonderful question. So I will see Sugar in Our Wounds this week and write a review for the paper. But Blues for an Alabama Sky is actually a tragedy in terms of what happens, but it's twinned to also a transcendent moment at the end when a dream gets realized. It's so funny starting out, and it really becomes heartbreaking at the end. So it's very beautiful, very tender. And I should say that the set design and how it looks on the thrust stage at the Guthrie is gorgeous. So. Yeah. I'd recommend it. The Ditto, you know, the piece at the Children's Theater, Locomotion, it's set, as it were, for an age group because the director and the set designer and everyone chose to amplify some of the themes in the play. And the set itself resembles like a lined notebook that you would get, blank lined notebook that you would get. And on that, you get projections of the young Lonnie is the main young man. He's 11. You get projections of his poetry and his thoughts, almost like thought bubbles. And it's a beautiful, beautiful production. It's a one act, and so it's just like boom, and you're there. And once it starts, it really captures you. So that's touching and tender as well. And I would recommend everyone, really, if you can, go see it. You know, of course, family is also all about unconditional love and the search for companionship. Hello, Dolly is another show, and I should mention that one. It's a theater latte da. It's a classic, and it's about widows who are essentially like, do I stop loving, or, you know, do I freeze up, or do I get back out there? And Dolly gets back out there. So Regina Marie Williams is starring in that one at Theater La De Da, and it's, of course, it is beautiful.
I bet.
The music is gorgeous. The direction, Kelly Foster Water directed it and choreographed it, fetching dances in it. And the cast is beautiful. What's interesting, so Hello, Dolly in the past generally has a huge cast. This is only, I think, about a dozen people on stage, and yet they're able to capture like sort of the essence of that musical and capture a lot of joy, a lot of heartwarming joy in this show.
Which we could all use a little of, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Rohan, talk a little bit about the audiences. Are they back? Are these theaters filled? Are they still a little bit lagging? How would you characterize what you're seeing out there?
I think it's a mixed bag. I mean, you know, when we go to shows, we go on the front end and they're always packed. I went this past Friday to Chan Hassen Dinner Theater, so they're opening a Prom, and it was beautiful. And again, it was full of life. So I think audiences are coming back. We saw over the holidays that Beauty and the Beast at the Ordway drew, I think it was more than 50. I think it may have been even 60,000 people.
Oh, wow.
To downtown St. Paul. And, you know, tickets sold like hotcakes to that show. It was an excellent show.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and Guthrie's Christmas Carol also sold well, and other shows have. But there are other things that didn't as well. And so it's a mixed bag. I think they're building up. What I've found, like opening night at the Guthrie for Blue Sun Alabama Sky, no one was wearing masks, and everyone was just so excited. It felt like pre-COVID days.
Oh, that's nice.
you know. So yeah, that was remarkable. So I think people are feeling their way back.
Yeah.
But you know, there's no hard and fast thing about it.
Yeah.
Know?
Well, Rohan, thank you for coming on. Thank you for talking with me. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and
I loved it. This is wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your next review. We'll watch for it in the paper.
Okay, thank you so much, and keep breaking legs. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Rohan Preston, the lead theater critic at the Star Tribune, with us as we continue center stage here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Hello and welcome back. It is 9:52. We are in the middle of center stage. Had a wonderful conversation with Rohan Preston about a number of shows in the Twin Cities happening right now. It's a wonderful opportunity to get out and actually experience live theater, support the artists that are doing that work for us to help us feel things that maybe we wouldn't feel otherwise. Blues for an Alabama Sky at the Guthrie, and then Penumbra has Sugar in Our Wounds, and Rohan says he'll see that this week and write a review so all of us can see that. A production called Locomotion at the Children's Theater Company, and then Hello Dolly at Theater La Ti Da. Chan Hassen with the Prom. That is one I can't wait to see, Jonathan. I like the Chan Hassen Dinner Theater for so many reasons. It's just fun, you know, to sit in one of the round booths to get your dinner and order your dessert. So should be fun. The Prom, it's called. And I know Vinita Sakar on our air invited people to send pictures of their prom. And a number of people did that from work. Do you remember your prom, Jonathan?
I do, yes.
Did you have a date?
Parts of it. No, I just... I don't have the best memory of people, so it's not like, no, I didn't get wasted at my prom.
No?
No.
Okay.
But I remember it. I remember like pre-prom more than prom. Mm. Just because there was – it was an interesting story. The prom itself was just, you know, it's another party.
Right.
This is another chance to get together and hang out and goof off and that sort of thing. But yeah. I went to actually, we had a junior and a senior prom. And so I went to both junior and senior prom. So, it was nice. A show like that was made, you would figure at some point in time, a musical will be made about something like a prom or
sure,
a homecoming.
Sure, sure.
It's just tailor made for that sort of thing.
It is.
And so, the fact that they have a Broadway show out now that's now touring and it's been made into a movie, it doesn't surprise me. And the fact that Chan Hassen is doing it, that just seems to be right up their alley.
Absolutely. Want to tell you that when I went to my prom, Jonathan, back in 1981, I want to tell you that we had our dance at Kauffman Union on the University of Minnesota campus. My high school did. And do you want to know who performed? A live band played for us?
Don't tell me.
Morris Day and the Time.
Oh, I was going to say Prince, but that's close enough.
It is close.
Wow.
Because Prince was a friend of those cats.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, Morris Day and the Time, you know, before they were much, you know, they were probably a local band that was just doing their thing. And then
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and you know, First Avenue and Uncle Sam's back in the day, so many great musicians kind of came through there. As you can see on the walls of First Avenue with all the stars, but such a great place. And I had a blast on prom. I remember it like it was yesterday. I did drink too much, but I still remember it. That's what I'm saying. I still do remember it. And then, of course, we had the after party forget her name.
You have to remember my upbringing. I went to all guy Jesuit Catholic high school.
Oh.
So it was a little bit strict on, you know, we're gonna make sure that nothing happens here because, you know, the reputation of the school.
Sure.
But
this is in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went with one of my oldest friends and we had a good time during our prom. But it was I'm trying to think, is that the last time I wore a tux? I believe it is.
Okay.
It's been that long.
All right.
So,
hey, as we wrap up this hour here, and we were going to try to get Michael Wynn on to finish up Center Stage, but maybe got our wires crossed a little bit. But if you're listening right now and you have an interest, it looks like that All-Star game, the basketball game, NBA All-Star game, looks like it's done.
Yes.
And it looks like LeBron James' team won.
Nope.
Oh!
Giannis Antetokounmpo's team won. Basically, I'll try to explain this as quickly as I can.
Yeah, do that in 2 minutes.
So the way that the All-Star game works now, it's changed formats.
Number one, it's bizarre.
Number one, they had a draft. They've been having a draft for the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
but they've had the draft a couple of days before the event. This year, they had the draft before the game. They had the guys come out and select their team members on stage pregame and then went out and played the game. That I want to see that a replay of that because I think that would be pretty awesome. Number two, the game itself. It's been sectioned off into quarters. So the first three quarters, they're played as entities within themselves. The team that wins the quarter wins the prize for their charity. So that is what happens the first three quarters. The last quarter is untimed. The first three quarters are timed like normal, 12 minutes. The last quarter is untimed. What they do is they take the first three quarters, add those scores together, and then they add 24 points to the higher total, 24 points, and it's a target score. So now the teams are going at it after a target score instead of a timed sort of event.
Okay.
So it's
very
has,
confusing. So they has, have to hit
yeah.
a certain number, and whoever hits that number first wins.
Yes, and it has to do with there's a very popular summer basketball tournament that has a similar type of deal, and I'll explain that to you in the break. If you have a chance this summer, this spring and summer, watch the basketball tournament. The basketball tournament. It'll explain everything.
All right. So we're bumping up against 10 o'clock, last hour of the big show. We're going to talk about love and healing and your heart and dating. We got so much to get to. We're going to finish on a happy high note, love and joy and happiness and all that good stuff. Hello and welcome back. It is 9:52. We are in the middle of Center Stage. Had a wonderful conversation with Rohan Preston about a number of shows in the Twin Cities happening right now. It's a wonderful opportunity to get out and actually experience live theater, take support the artists that are doing that work for us to help us feel things that maybe we wouldn't feel otherwise. Blues for an Alabama Sky at the Guthrie, and then Penumbra has Sugar in Our Wounds, and Rohan says you'll see that this week and write a review so all of us can see that. A production called Locomotion at the Children's Theater Company. And then Hello Dolly at Theater La Ti Da. Chan Hassan with The Prom. That is one I can't wait to see, Jonathan. I like the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater for so many reasons. It's just fun, you know, to sit in one of the round booths to get your dinner and order your dessert. So should be fun. The Prom, it's called. And I know Vinita Sakar on our air invited people to send pictures of their prom. And a number of people from work. Do you remember your prom, Jonathan?
I do, yes.
Did you have a date?
Parts of it. No, I don't have the best memory of people, so it's not like, no, I didn't get wasted at my prom.
No?
No.
Okay.
But I remember it. I remember like pre-prom more than prom. Mm. Just because there was, it was an interesting story. The prom itself was just, you know, it's another party.
Right.
This is another chance to get together and hang out and goof off and that sort of thing. But yeah. I went to actually, we had a junior and a senior prom. And so I went to both junior and senior prom. So it was nice. It was a show like that was it was made. You would figure at some point in time a musical will be made about something like a prom or
sure,
a homecoming.
Sure, sure.
It's just tailor made for that sort of thing.
It is. It is.
And so the fact that they have a Broadway show out now that's now touring and it's been made into a movie, it doesn't surprise me. And the fact that Chan Hassan is doing it, that just seems to be right up their alley.
Absolutely. Want to tell you that when I went to my prom, Jonathan, back in 1981, I want to tell you that we had our dance at Kauffman Union on the University of Minnesota campus. My high school did. And do you want to know who performed? A live band played for us.
Don't tell me.
Morris Day and the Time.
Oh, I was going to say Prince, but that's close enough.
It is close.
Wow.
Because Prince was a friend of those cats.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, Morris Day and the Time, you know, before they were much, you know, they were probably a local band that was just doing their thing. And then
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and, you know, First Avenue and Uncle Sam's back in the day, so many great musicians kind of came through there, as you can see on the walls of First Avenue with all the stars. But such a great place. And I had a blast on prom. I remember it like it was yesterday. I did drink too much, but I still remember it. That's what I'm saying. I still do remember it. And then, of course, we had the after party at, her name.
You have to remember my upbringing. I went to all-guy Jesuit Catholic high school.
Oh.
So it was a little bit strict on, you know, we're gonna make sure that nothing happens here because, you know, the reputation of the school.
Sure.
But
this is in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went with one of my oldest friends and we had a good time during our prom. But I'm trying to think, is that the last time I wore a tux? I believe it is.
Okay.
It's been that long.
All right.
So,
hey, as we wrap up this hour here, and we were going to try to get Michael Wynn on to finish up Center Stage, but maybe got our wires crossed a little bit. But if you're listening right now and you have an interest, it looks like that All-Star game, the basketball game, NBA All-Star game, looks like it's done.
Yes.
And it looks like LeBron James' team won.
Nope.
Oh!
Giannis Antetokounmpo's team won. Basically, I'll try to explain this as quickly as I can.
In 2 minutes.
So the way that the All-Star game works now, it's changed formats.
Number one, it's bizarre.
Number one, they had a draft. They've been having a draft for the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
but they've had the draft a couple of days before the event. This year, they had the draft before the game. they had the guys come out and select their team members on stage pregame and then went out and played the game. That I want to see that, a replay of that, because I think that would be pretty awesome. Number two, the game itself, it's been sectioned off into quarters. So the first three quarters, they're played as entities within themselves. The team that wins the quarter wins the prize for their charity. So that is what happens the first three quarters. The last quarter is untimed. The first three quarters are timed like normal, 12 minutes. The last quarter is untimed. What they do is they take the first three quarters, add those scores together, and then they add 24 points to the higher total, 24 points, and it's a target score. So now the teams are going at it after a target score instead of a timed sort of event.
Okay.
So it
very confusing. So they have to hit a certain number, and whoever hits that number first wins.
Yes, and it has to do with there's a very popular summer basketball tournament that has a similar type of deal, and I'll explain that to you in the break. If you have a chance this summer, this spring and summer, watch the basketball tournament. The basketball tournament. It'll explain everything.
All right. So we're bumping up against 10 o'clock, last hour of the big show. We're going to talk about love and healing and your heart and dating. We got so much to get to. We're going to finish on a happy high note, love and joy and happiness and all that good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.